Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Mike Miles. Alberta has already seen more new wildfires this year compared to the same time last year. At the first weekly update of this year, officials warned it will be likely another long season ahead, but they're ready for it. Andrea Hunkar has more.
Alberta Wildfires' Christy Tucker says 50 wildfires are currently burning in the province's forest-protected area. Four are being held and the rest are under control. The majority caused by people, campers, industry, arson. In place already, says Tucker, fire bans, restrictions, and advisories. She urges Albertans to stay informed and do their part.
67% of wildfires are human-caused, and at this time of year, that percentage is higher.
Minister of Forestry and Parks Todd Lowen says they started recruiting earlier this year to be fully operational by mid-May.
We have 297 government wildland firefighters, 280 fire TAC firefighters, and 172 seasonal support staff, in addition to our regular permanent full-time staff.
He says the province has secured additional contracts for air tankers, drones, sprinklers, and night vision-equipped helicopters to do more firefighting at night. Andrea Hunkar, CBC News, Edmonton.
It is a move to both punish and deter. The U.S. and U.K. imposed a series of new sanctions on Iran over its attack on Israel last Saturday. And Israel was given a message, too. The West has your back. Sasha Petrasek reports from Washington.
The U.S. is naming 16 Iranian officials and two entities involved in making drones. It's also restricting the movement of Iranian diplomats at the U.N. in New York. Even its foreign minister can't go farther than two blocks. He was at the UN to justify Iran's actions because of Israel's earlier airstrike on Iran's consulate in Damascus. Britain and European countries also vowed new sanctions. A group of seven ministers meeting in Italy, including Canada, promised close coordination. British Foreign Minister David Cameron.
Not just because of what Iran has been doing, but also as a message to Israel that we want to play our part.
Joseph Borrell, the EU's head of diplomacy, says the threat of escalating conflict makes sanctions urgent.
We are on the edge of a war, a regional war in the Middle East.
Sasha Petrasek, CBC News, Washington.
We need this money yesterday, not tomorrow, not today, but yesterday.
Ukraine's prime minister is urging the U.S. Congress to pass a military assistance package that's up for a vote in the House on Saturday. For months, it has been stalled in Congress due to opposition from some Republicans. As Russia ramps up its aerial attacks, Ukrainian officials warn they are losing the capability to protect their skies. Speaking to the BBC, Denis Shmyhal says the consequences of losing the war will ripple across the world.
This investigation is far more than fraud.
The global system of security will be destroyed. There will be many conflicts, many such kind of wars, and in the end of the day, it could lead to the Third World War.
The U.S. bill would provide Kyiv with $60 billion of aid. Polls opened Friday morning in India's parliamentary elections, the largest in the world, with nearly 970 million people eligible to cast ballots over the next 6 weeks. Those votes will be counted on June 4th. They could make Narendra Modi only the second prime minister in India's history to win a third term. Most polls are predicting Modi will win. Randy Bachman is bidding farewell to some of his instruments. Including the guitar used to compose that classic riff for the Guess Who's American Woman. The Winnipeg-born musician says 200 of his signature guitars will be auctioned at New York's Hard Rock Cafe at the end of May. Among them is the Les Paul he got in 1968 in BC, a gift from a fan. Auctioneers say it's worth between $200,000 and $400,000 U.S. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Mike Miles.